With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Montana Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester said today he'll vote against confirming Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. Tester issued a statement saying he has deep concerns about the allegations of sexual assault against Kavanaugh. Tester also says Kavanaugh defended the Patriot Act and supports dark money in politics. Tester's announcement comes the day after an emotional Senate Judiciary Committee hearing featuring Kavanaugh's accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, describing allegations of the judge's sexual assault of her, and Kavanaugh angrily defending himself. Tester added that Kavanaugh couldn't find time to discuss his concerns in person, so he is basing his decision on what he said in his confirmation hearings. Tester is up for re-election against Republican candidate Matt Rosendale. Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines calls Ford's allegation a, quote, smear campaign, and says he'll vote to confirm Kavanaugh. An inmate at the Crossroads Correctional Center in Shelby has been hospitalized after being found unresponsive with injuries that Montana officials say are consistent with an assault. Officials say the man was found in his cell September 17th. The incident is under investigation. Glacier National Park is preparing for the winter closure next month of its main thoroughfare. The Daily Interlake reports road crews have begun installing snow poles in the mountaintop section of Going to the Sun Road, which is set to close on October 15th. A construction project this year will briefly close the road at the foot of Lake McDonald to Jackson Glacier Overlook from October 15th to 19th. I-185, the state ballot measure that would raise tobacco taxes in order to continue Montana's Medicaid expansion, has state lawmakers from both parties concerned. Eric Whitney reports.
At a bipartisan panel on I-185 hosted by St. Patrick's Hospital in Missoula today, Republican Ed Buttrey called the ballot measure a lose-lose for moderates in the state legislature who want Medicaid expansion to continue. Buttrey sponsored the bill to enact Medicaid expansion in 2015. He thinks it's been good for the state and needs to continue, albeit with some reforms. He said if the ballot initiative passes, state lawmakers won't be able to do that.
I-185, if it passes, literally the far left is going to be in control.
Buttrey says I-185 would handcuff state lawmakers, preventing them from making tweaks to Medicaid expansion to make sure the state can continue to afford it going forward. He worries that the tobacco tax proponents say would fund Medicaid expansion would diminish over time, and Medicaid expansion would become a permanent burden on state taxpayers.
So it passing is to some degree for the legislature a lose. If it fails, the far right's in control, and they'll be able to say the public doesn't want this.
Montana's Medicaid expansion is set to expire in 2019, and before I-185 got on the ballot, state lawmakers who support expansion were working on potential new laws to keep it going. Buttrey was optimistic that would have worked. Democratic Senator Diane Sands, also on today's panel, agreed with Buttrey that the best course for continuing Medicaid expansion is for state lawmakers to hash it out. But Sands says she's going to vote for I-185.
Because it is the measure in front of us that will reflect the public's commitment to continuation of expanded Medicaid, making sure that 100,000 people get the care that they currently have.
Sands says ballot measures often offer oversimplified solutions to complex problems and that voters should trust the people they elected to solve those problems. But that being said, she's supporting I-185.
With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines said yesterday he continues to support Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, despite accusations the judge sexually assaulted a woman over 30 years ago. Some of Daines' constituents back home in Montana who oppose Kavanaugh's confirmation responded today. About 30 people gathered Friday afternoon at Senator Daines' field office in Missoula. Some were there to urge Daines to recant his support of Judge Kavanaugh. Others vented about what they say is a Republican attempt to ram Kavanaugh through the confirmation process. One Missoula man simply wanted to atone.
My name is Jan Bowman. I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm a male. And I'm very ashamed of my gender.
Bowman says it appears too many men have ignored the messages of the women's marches and the Me Too movement.
I think it's time to bring back that old adage, hell hath no fury like a woman spurned. Okay, it's your turn now. Let's get angry and do something.
What that meant exactly, he left to his audience to decide. Anger and frustration, however, were the predominant emotions at today's Missoula rally, one of at least five scheduled for today at Dane's field offices around the state. Here's Genevieve Beery.
I was outraged yesterday watching the hearings. I do not feel that Brett Kavanaugh has the temperament nor the credibility to become a Supreme Court justice.
Laura Brame says she feels the same way and rejects Senator Dane's assertion that the Kavanaugh hearing was a, quote, orchestrated smear campaign.
It's about as ridiculous as Hillary Clinton saying there was a right-wing conspiracy. I don't believe in conspiracies on either side.
Brame says she believes Dane's is oversimplifying a complicated case and taking his talking points from President Donald Trump. Dane's Missoula field office was closed today. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.